Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Greg, we started the show trying to compare and contrast. I sound like I'm writing an essay in fourth grade.
Jared Jones is a land of contrast.
Yes, we were trying to compare Jared Jones to past pitchers we've seen. Who does he call to mind for you, Brownie?
Nobody in the Pirates that I can remember. Because I've been thinking about that for a while. I can't think of anybody like him. And I've heard other comparisons now because he's not a very big guy. I've heard the Tim Lincecum comps. I guess Lincecum threw hard, but I don't remember Lincecum as well. But
Lincecum was like .150, so he's like a true outlier.
He also had a very weird delivery. Which
yeah, he
I
was
would,
like
yeah, very strange, very unique. Yeah,
Lincecum
yeah.
threw some unbelievable breaking stuff, but Jones is a much bigger guy than him. So when I've heard that one too, Brownie, and I think that's actually short selling how ridiculous Lincecum was.
Well, I've got to go back and look and see how hard Lincecum threw, because I don't remember him throwing 100 miles an hour. Maybe he did.
So he was mid to upper 90s, I think.
Well, then for me, the comparison might end there. I just don't know anybody. Maybe did Oswalt throw this hard?
That's the thing. Nobody throws this hard, Greg. And the name that
Oswalt had that great curve. And maybe someday this guy will have a great curve. I mean, he's got a decent curveball now. Who knows? The sky's the limit for him. But
if he develops a great curveball, no one's going to ever sniff a pitch.
Last night he threw a handful of curveballs starting to and it bat off, and these guys didn't know what to do with it. He is absolutely, and I don't know if we talked to you about this last week or not, but I remember going to spring training, and I know the name was out there, and people talked about this guy might have the chance to make the team, but I didn't think so, because, you know, frankly, look what happens now. I mean, he's on the team at the beginning of the year. And it's rare when a rookie like this makes the club out of spring training.
Also, he didn't exactly light up AAA last year, Greg. I mean, he had
that's true too.
Pedestrian numbers there.
Yeah, his control number. That's the other thing that makes him unique is his control numbers are so much better, like crazy good now. And they were, as you say, the average maybe pedestrian in the minor leagues in terms of his control numbers. It baffles me to see this guy doing what he's doing to these major league hitters. And by the way, he's also facing legit lineups. It's not like he's landing against just decent hitters. I mean, they're all good in the big leagues. And
he's gone against the Orioles and the Brewers, though. The Brewers came in with, I think you guys put it up on the TV side last night, Greg, like top three or
they're
four.
They're hitting a lot of home runs.
In every category that matters on offense, and he shut them down.
This goes back to the time he went down to Northport, and we were not doing that game. It was a split squad, and he took on the Atlanta Braves, and that's when I really took notice without even seeing just the numbers he was putting up. Mm-hmm. And they had everybody in that lineup except Acuna, and he was striking out a bunch. I think he threw, I don't want to say like five innings of one hit ball, something crazy. But yeah, he's a ton of fun to watch, man. Oh, that's for sure.
Brownie, I have one theory on why the control's better. I got to talk to him the day before he made his debut against the Marlins, and he just talked at length, and I thought it was actually interesting to hear a guy be this open about it, that he just had learned over the years in the minors to trust his stuff, that it was good enough to get guys out and miss bats, and I'm wondering if he's just throwing it with more conviction because he's not afraid of, you know, having to put it in the exact right spot every time. But then that also gets me to this thing about him. If you're looking for pure arm talent, I guess Garrett Cole's the obvious choice, even though he was a much bigger guy physically. The difference I've noticed, I don't know if you have, is that it just appears very early in his career that he has much better command of his pitches, especially his off-speed stuff, than Cole did in June of 2013.
Without a doubt. That's the thing. He's got command of every – No, that's the other thing, too, about trying to think of a guy, especially in a Pirate uniform, who's come out and done this. But the command, you know, Cole, his first, he was obviously a power pitcher and a good one, but he had to work hard on that command. And there were nights, and there will be for Jones, who's not there, but there were nights where you could see, initially anyway, in Cole's first few starts anyway, where he labored. Not every night, but I'd say the majority of nights he worked hard to get through his outings. This guy, I mean, you know, he doesn't even, not that he's effortless on the mound, but he's in such control, such command of the zone. He's got such great command and control of his motion and his body. He just is so focused. And for 22 years old to go out there and do this, that's the other thing.
I love his attitude.
He's going out there like he's Nolan Ryan.
Exactly. I love his attitude, Greg. It's just,
yeah,
it's awesome.
It's crazy.
He's the most exciting Pirates rookie, I'll say, that I count like 92. I sort of, you know, what a year to start watching the Pirates and understand what you're watching at 7 years old, Brownie. But in that span of time from 92 or so until now, I said this to Andrew, and it probably sounds like typical radio guy hyperbole. He is the most exciting electric rookie I've seen for them at any, you know, position wise, pitcher wise. He is the most exciting player I've seen.
Well, he's, you know, it's a little different for me because I wasn't anticipating this. So it's kind of, he's kind of burst onto the scene because he didn't have the buildup like a, you know, like a Pedro Alvarez when Pedro got here, even a McCutchen.
Yep.
You know, that buildup took place during the course of the season. Skeens is going to be that way. But
it's kind of like Tim Wakefield, Greg.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
came out of nowhere.
It, yeah, yeah, that's a good point. That now maybe again in the front office, you know, they had all this information and they were well aware of this, but I wasn't. I wasn't aware that somebody could come in and dominate from day one at the beginning of the year. And Wakefield, yeah, came on with the knuckleball, of course, mid-summer. Of 92 and dominated. So I guess you could say this guy's fastball, you could relate to Wakefield's knuckleball in terms of comps, trying to figure out in Pirates history. You know, the guy he's been compared to is Jose De Leon in 1983.
Well, that's
in terms
all
of the
these
strikeouts.
We keep seeing the guys who he's like in line with, four guys, five guys, and De Leon's name is always on those lists, Greg. I'm like, wow.
Always.
I don't even remember
and De Leon,
that.
So De Leon, I'm old enough to remember him. Now, what I talked to Bob Walk about that. He was a teammate of De Leon's, and he said, well, that's not a great comparison because De Leon's splitter was the thing that's how he dominated in terms of the strikeouts. He'd get guys swinging at those splitters in the dirt and rack up the strikeouts. So, again, going back to a power arm and the tight slider, he's basically been throwing two pitches with an occasional, you know, curveball and change up, and I guess it's just one of those things where we just got to just enjoy every 5 days and watch what takes place.
Well, I get goosebumps thinking about
year.
Him and Skeens 1-2 in a rotation.
Oh my gosh, you're not. Oh my gosh, so do I. I mean, you know, all of a sudden it's Skeens and Jones and Keller, and then you mix in a Perez, I want to say a soft tossing lefty, but compared to Jones, he certainly is. You know, and
we got to get Keller. We
got
to get Keller figured out, Greg. I don't know what's going on there. We got to get that figured out.
What needs to be figured out?
Well, I mean, I don't want Keller to have a 4.80 ERA the entire season.
Well, I mean, if you watch him pitch, he's gotten way better since his first couple starts. Each time out, he's gotten better. And you know, maybe when the season ends, you know, maybe he's fitted as a 2 or 3 rather than a 1, and maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. And
yeah, I'm going
to
be honest with you, though. Still looks nothing like the guy I watched before Mother's Day of last year, where for the first 2 months or the first 10 starts or 12 starts of the season looked like he was maybe one of the 10 best pitchers in baseball.
I think that's because the adjustment that big league clubs make when they find out. You know, I think he, when he developed the two-seamer and went to that then all of a sudden there's this adjustment. And they'll make this adjustment with
Jones.
With Jared Jones. Don't kid yourself. They will. They're too good. And that's what's going to be also fascinating to see, you know, how quickly does he counterpunch? When do they start to figure him out? what does he do? You know, he seems to be certainly incredibly mentally strong and tough and will figure it out. But that's the thing. And so Keller, it's a constant game with these guys. And Keller's doing that. He's adjusting. And Keller's becoming a pitcher. That's the thing about it that I like. He's figuring it out.
Nothing's coming easy for him. Do you know what? Like, that's just my, that's just the thing when I watch him. It's everything seems laborious with him right now, Greg. It's off to a bad start in a game. Then he settles in, but he's already given up three runs. And it's like, okay, great that you got through the lineup a second time clean. But the first time you gave up three or four runs.
Well, I don't see it that way, Andrew. I certainly don't see it like the last start. I take it start by start with him. And the last start was so disjointed and so unfair to him. The little dribbler up the third baseline with a runner at third. Yeah, the first guy whacked him for a triple.
Fair enough.
I mean, by the way, we have not talked since his start on Saturday. I've never seen, and I don't like to criticize these umpires because I think they're the best in the world. I've never seen that at bat that Tristan Casas had. The whole thing changes. He had three pitches in the strike zone. Three. The same at bat to one batter that were called balls, and he ended up walking the guy. So his outing completely changes if it's a strikeout as it should have been. I've never seen anything like it. But so be that as it may, the point is that Keller, I believe, is getting better as he goes along and adjusting, and I love watching him pitch too.
Greg, thanks. We'll be watching you on TV tonight with Matt Capps for the Pirates and Brewers. 7 o'clock here on The Fan. Pre-game starts at 5:45. Thank you.
Thank you, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.